Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 24th. You'll be interested to know, 150 years ago, today in 1875, two brave mountaineers, Dougal Haston and Doug Scott, achieved a remarkable human triumph by becoming the first persons to reach the summit of Mount Everest by any of its faces, a milestone of exploration, courage, and human ingenuity. This inspiring ascent on the southwestern face of the world's highest mountain stands as a testament to perseverance, teamwork, and the boundless spirit of discovery, celebrating human achievement in the most majestic of natural arenas. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning and then become choppy by early afternoon as the wind picks up to onshore at 7 miles per hour. Expect continued choppy conditions through the rest of the day with winds reaching 11 miles per hour by mid-afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5.5 feet, just before 11 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide, just after 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions are clean with waves around 2+ feet on Thursday, ideal for a relaxed session. Friday sees a slight drop to 1 to 2 feet with fair conditions but choppy surf by midday. Saturday brings a steady increase to 2 to 3 feet with choppy conditions early, improving to clean faces by evening. This morning, it's partly sunny and it feels like 72 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:47. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 71 and a southwest wind up to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. Patchy fog returns each night after 11 p.m. with lows in the mid-60s. And the weekend stays mostly cloudy Saturday before improving to mostly sunny Sunday with highs around 70 to 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's marijuana industry is receiving a much-needed break with a new law that delays a tax increase, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday, allowing the cannabis excise tax to temporarily revert to 15% until 2028. This decision aims to support dispensaries struggling against an overwhelming illicit market since marijuana was legalized almost 10 years ago. While some nonprofits are concerned about the impact on funding for essential services, others believe that rolling back the tax will help keep the legal market competitive. As of now, legal sales account for only about 40% of all weed consumption in the state. Now on to sports. The robot umpires are here. Major League Baseball's competition committee has approved the introduction of the automated ball strike system for the 2026 regular season. Each team will begin with 2 challenges of the home plate umpire's strike zone. The umpire will review the call using a high-tech camera system, and the determination will be final. The system has been tested in AAA since 2022. The Players Association noted that the vote was not unanimous, reflecting broad player sentiment. The challenge format was preferred over calling every pitch using technology. Commissioner Rob Manfred emphasized the balance between umpire integrity and correcting missed calls. In local sports, last night at Chase Field in Phoenix, the Dodgers lost to the D-backs 5-4. Torres Scott took the loss while Thompson earned the win and Delgado got the save for Arizona. Hernandez homered in the second, and Wortfett's seventh-inning homer brought the Dodgers close. Perdomo's game-winning single in the ninth sealed the Dodgers' fate. They finished with 5 hits, 0 errors, and left 3 runners on base. The Dodgers' record is now 88-69. Tonight, the Dodgers clash again with the D-backs at Chase Field in Phoenix for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Blake Snell is 5-4 with a 2.44 earned run average, facing Ryne Nelson, who is 7-3 with a 3.34. First pitch is at 6:40. The boys in blue look to even the series on the road after a tough loss in Game 1. In top news, American Express has transformed its Platinum card into a pocket mirror, attracting new fans with exclusive experiences. This limited edition Platinum Mirror card is polished to a reflective finish, redefining the essence of a premium credit card. In 2024, American Express reached record revenues of $65.9 billion, projected to grow by 8 to 10% in 2025. Despite the hefty annual fee of $695, it boasts a remarkable 98% retention rate. American Express is not just a credit card, but an all-access pass for various experiences, enhancing its appeal among younger generations. In business news, Elon Musk's Starlink is planning to offer mobile phone services directly to consumers, a move that could add competitive pressure on traditional Canadian carriers. SpaceX has applied to the U.S. Federal Communications Commission to launch a new constellation of 15,000 low-Earth orbit satellites to provide ubiquitous connectivity through mobile satellite service inside the United States and wherever else it is authorized. Starlink currently offers a satellite phone service in Canada through a partnership with Rogers Communications and is pursuing more arrangements with other telecom providers. SpaceX's actions next year during the auction of mostly rural spectrum in Canada will be a test of its international ambitions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $112,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $4,200. And XRP is unchanged at $2.82. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists believe they have found a groundbreaking new energy source that is virtually unlimited. Plastic is littering the planet, and scientists are trying to convert it back into usable fuel by heating it to very high temperatures. A new method discovered by researchers at Yale University could boost production of pyrolysis oil without costly catalysts. This innovative technique uses a 3-section, 3D-printed carbon column reactor to enhance the yield, While scaling up poses challenges, scientists hope this can alleviate the plastic crisis and lessen reliance on fossil fuels. For now, the best plastic is still one that is never made. And in entertainment news, a preemption means that Jimmy Kimmel Live will remain unavailable for some of the United States, despite its return after a nearly week-long suspension. Jimmy Kimmel may be returning to ABC, but his show will remain dark in many areas, as Sinclair Broadcast Group and Nexstar have decided to preempt it. Last night, Sinclair will be preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live across ABC affiliate stations and replacing it with news programming. Nexstar added, "We stand by that decision pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British explorer and mountaineer, George Mallory. And he said, "The greatest danger in life is not to take the adventure." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.